president's allies doubled down on Trump's executive order, introducing a bill to make it law.
I'm predicting and forecasting that when this gets to the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court's going to rule that this particular piece of legislation is constitutional.
That's Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona. Fears of Trump deportations are being inflamed by threatening letters sent to farm worker groups in California.
The postcards stamped with the ICE website arrived at United Farm Workers offices across the state with the message,
"Trump is here, pack your bags," which is just unbelievable.
Sandra Cincione is with ALUS, a farm worker support group. In response, she says they're holding Know Your Rights workshops for farm laborers, whom she says are the backbone of the state's multi-billion dollar ag industry.
You know, without them, the prices of groceries are going to go up. Who's gonna work the fields?
The postcards are not from ICE, although the true origin is unknown. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
The Hughes Fire in Southern California, which broke out yesterday and quickly spread, is at 36% containment. Castaic resident Idania Perez.
My brother just lost his home over in the Altadena fire. And now I'm like, oh, my God, now it's my turn.
More than 10,000 acres have burned in the Hughes Fire, and crews are still battling eight other blazes from the L.A. area down to San Diego. The most Oscar nominations go to the movie Emilia Perez with 13, followed by Wicked and The Brutalist with 10 nominations apiece. CBS's Danya Backus with the acting nods.
The Substance brought Demi Moore her first Oscar nomination, up against Anora's Mikey Madison and Fernando Torres in I'm Still Here. In the leading actor category, Timothy Chalamet earned a nod for his turn as Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. He faces Adrian Brody in The Brutalist, Coleman Domingo in Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes in Conclave, and Sebastian Stan in The Apprentice. Danya Backus, CBS News, Los Angeles.
It's a case that authorities worry could affect the validity of more than 500 criminal cases, including in Colorado. Former state DNA analyst Yvonne Missy Woods has appeared in court to face criminal charges over data tampering. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jobless claims applications ticked up modestly last week, but the total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits rose to their highest level in more than 3 years. Sentencing day for the attacker who targeted a satirical publication in France. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
A Paris court today sentenced a Pakistani man to 30 years in prison for attempted terrorist murder outside the former offices of satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo in 2020. The man seriously wounded two people with a meat cleaver. He told police he wanted to burn down the building because of the paper's cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. He was unaware the newspaper had moved offices after the 2015 attack, which killed 12 people. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Boeing says it incurred a bigger than expected fourth quarter loss due to a labor strike and safety problems. The U.S. aviation giant projected a loss of $5.46 per share, much higher than analysts had projected. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Clouds return for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers in the afternoon and evening. High near 20. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered flurries Saturday. High mid 30. Currently we're at 8.
Mustang Sally. Take a good look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Single day singing.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers in season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
around, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round.
I get around.
I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
News. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
she's the fisherman's daughter, uh-huh. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice like she wants to come with me, uh-huh. But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight. Smile, she knows.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Channel.
Come on. close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A federal judge nominated by President Ronald Reagan is temporarily blocking President Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship for undocumented migrants. More from CBS's Natalie Brand.
In court Thursday, the judge said, "I've been on the bench for four decades. I can't remember anything that presents as clear as this. This is blatantly unconstitutional."
Obviously, we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge. In Seattle, I guess, right? And there's no surprises with that judge.
Attorneys general from several states mounted this legal challenge, arguing birthright citizenship was established by the 14th Amendment.
CBS News has learned that Secretary of State Marco Rubio sent an internal email to State Department staff instructing them to suspend any application requesting an X sex marker or a change to a sex marker on passport applications. Jack Turbin, head of the University of California, San Francisco's gender psychiatry program.
I think a lot of us expected that there was going to be some antagonism towards trans Americans based on what was said during the campaign. I don't think any of us realized that it would come this fast or that it would be so broad.
Sources tell CBS News that Pete Hegseth, President Trump's embattled pick for defense secretary, paid $50,000 to the woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017. But CBS's Nora O'Donnell says he still could get the Pentagon job.
The former Fox News host is headed for a final vote in the Senate as early as tomorrow. He passed a procedural vote today, 51-49. There were two Republican defectors, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine. The combat veteran has faced hard questions about his qualifications and an allegation of sexual misconduct and heavy drinking.
Hegseth denies any wrongdoing. At least nine fires are burning in Southern California. CBS weathercaster Lonnie Quinn on the Santa Ana winds.
We're seeing today wind gusts that are 60, 70 miles per hour. As you go through the overnight hours, those winds are still with us. The concern is still there about the fires spreading. I'll say this much. Tomorrow morning, they back down a little bit, but you still see some 40 and 50 mile per hour gusts. As you get to the afternoon, I think all of those winds should dissipate. Maybe it's about a 5 to 10 mile per hour wind. So that's something to look forward to in the wind category.
Rain is forecast starting Saturday, bringing concerns of mudslides. The Sackler family and Purdue Pharma, the maker of addictive painkiller OxyContin, have reached a $7.4 billion settlement with 15 states. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
A real sticking point in this case has been whether the Sacklers, who will no longer be in charge of Purdue, will hold any personal responsibility for what happened to thousands of people with opioid addiction.
This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
The envelope, please. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has the details on this year's Oscars nominees.
Amelia Perez, about a transgender drug lord, leads the pack of Oscar-nominated movies with 13.
It's time to try defying gravity.
Wicked and the Brutalist have 10 apiece.
Welcome to America.
Among the snubs,
you have something.
Denzel Washington in Gladiator 2, Selena Gomez for Amelia Perez, and Conclave has 9 nominations.
The Holy Father was spying on all of us.
The director Edgar Berger didn't get one. The awards will be handed out in Los Angeles March 2nd. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Leading business and political figures attending the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland, have discussed and debated topics such as technology, tariffs, climate change, Ukraine, Gaza, and the global economy this week. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky for the overnight as temperatures tumble to the lower single digits. Wind chills between 5 and 10 below thanks to a light northwest wind. Increasing clouds Friday, a south breeze, highs near 20. A snow chance Friday night. It's 6 at our studios.
WRJ.